I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, three Syrian refugees in Germany helped capture a fellow refugee and ISIS sympathizer who was planning to bomb a Berlin airport. His captors are being hailed as heroes. E3 Partners' Matt Morrison was just in Germany on a mission trip working with refugees. And Morrison says although they left Syria, he witnessed firsthand the ongoing emotional trauma refugees are dealing with. What they need is Christ. And through meetings and conversations, the mission team was able to connect refugees with German Christians and share the gospel.
We were able to invite them into one of the local churches where we were able to feed them, actually worshiped with them, got to celebrate with them, and got to share Christ with them.
If you'd like to join a mission trip to Germany with E3 Partners, learn more at missionnews.org. And Deaf Bible Society and their ministry partners have a goal to see a portion of Scripture available in every language by 2033. But out of around 400 sign languages in the world, none of them have a complete sign language Bible recorded. Deaf Bible Society recognizes that to really get after these sign language scripture projects, their ministry needs to expand. J.R. Bucklew, president of Deaf Bible Society, says the ministry is relocating from New Mexico to Texas with gospel advancement projects in mind. Bucklew asks for prayers.
Pray for us as we figure out the details, as we get moved into an office space, that it would just be a seamless process. And then also, you know, pray for us that the Lord would continue to bless the Bible Society financially so that we can reach more deaf people with the gospel.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Ruchunda Padidi. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.